So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, my name is Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. There will be spoilers from anything in the universe. Today I'm going to be talking about Klaus and Elijah's brotherhood. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Before we get started, I just wanted to share that in my description, there are some links to my social media. And also, if you guys are interested in starting your own podcast, there is a link in my link tree for that as well. All right, but let's get started talking about Klaus and Elijah. When we are first introduced to Elijah, a lot of people think that there are inconsistencies in his character. However, I do not think that this is the case at all. When we're first introduced to Elijah, we don't even know that he's Klaus's brother. We don't know their relationship. We just know that he was close to him and somebody in his inner circle that wanted him dead. So he is willing to help the gang in Mystic Falls take down Klaus, and he has the means to do it. Then we see him in the originals, completely different, but some things happened to get to that point. I don't think he just changed his character. Like, he thought something had happened that didn't. So that's why he was at the point where he had wanted to kill Klaus. However, like, Stefan and Damon also want to kill each other. And Stefan says to him, hey, are you sure you can go through with this? I've wanted to kill my brother many times over the years, and I've never been able to. And he's like, yeah, I can do it. But then obviously he couldn't. Things change. Like, that's his brother at the end of the day. So we see that Elijah has this, like, crazy loyalty where he self-sacrifices over and over for Klaus and his redemption and him in general. And so many people ask how Elijah can stay so loyal and so honorable to Klaus after his betrayals over and over again, or what even started all of this. But I think it's partly because he feels a lot of guilt about how Michael treated Klaus very differently from the beginning. He says it too. He says it to Klaus. Like, Klaus is like, why do you love me? Why have you protected me? Why do you believe I have redemption? He's like, I feel guilty. I failed you. I should have struck Father dead the moment he hit you, but I didn't. So I think he carries that with him. But I also think that we see that he cares about family no matter what. And this is when he doesn't even have memories as well. When he cares about Antoinette and sees her family as his family and does anything and goes against the remaining Michelsons, resulting in Haley's death. Family is first to him. He has a glorified, it's like ingrained in his DNA that family is glorified and should come first, no matter what happens with his family, no matter what the reason is, he's got their back. And Klaus is his little brother. As an older sibling, you feel responsible for your younger siblings a lot of times. And I think that Finn, as the eldest brother, felt more responsible for his mother's well-being, and then Elijah felt responsible for his siblings' well-being, which in toxic codependent family relationships or dynamics, these types of behaviors happen, and it's very common. And I think the other part of Elijah is that he is noble, and he tries to honor his word and do what he says, and he made a promise to Klaus that he would protect him, and that is what he's trying to do throughout time. Watching your little brother get beat more than any other of your siblings over and over has got to really make you feel for that sibling and also mess that sibling up. And also, I really think that Elijah feels guilty that he compelled Aurora to not care for and say nasty things to Klaus. And even though he didn't realize what he was doing, he also never said anything to Klaus. And when Klaus finds out, he's super upset and blames him for everything that he is. And he's like, what would you have had me done? Like, I was protecting our family. And for Elijah, it always comes back to he was doing the best for his family. He always self-sacrifices and loses his soul for his family. And there's just something about a sibling bond that keeps you connected. You kind of go through and live the same types of things and deal with the same types of things as a child at a very vulnerable state in your life that kind of keeps you bonded forever, always and forever, if you will. Now, Klaus, as a child, was damaged emotionally, mentally, and physically. He was abused over and over. Both Klaus and Elijah are in their village, and they're sword fighting with each other. Michael walks up, and the only person he says anything to or takes his aggression out on is Klaus, not Elijah, which is crazy. He attacks Klaus at all times. He quite literally has hatred for Klaus for no reason. He doesn't even know that Klaus is not his child. However, Klaus is not his child. And I actually think the reason is that because he is weak. And Klaus is only weak because his mother is trying to keep her secrets on the DL, which is horrible. She's a selfish, ruthless, nasty bitch, honestly. But fun character. And like I said before, in that moment when Elijah didn't help Klaus, he feels so guilty and holds on to it. But even Rebecca stood up against Michael and almost stabbed Michael in his sleep, but Elijah stopped him and he feels guilty for that as well. Klaus is a horrible thing, and he is capable of awful, awful things, but he does love his family and would do anything to protect them, but it will be on his terms, not yours. It might not be ethical or logical, but he'll get the job done, you know? And I think that Klaus knows Elijah will always be there for him, always and forever, because that's who he is. And I think on some level, he kind of takes advantage of that. And that's when we see him really break in season 5, when Elijah doesn't know who he is and doesn't remember the vow that he made or the honor behind it. So I wonder, is Elijah's cycle of forgiveness and his ability to continue to forgive Klaus regardless of what he does a weakness or a strength? And truly, I think that both is the answer, because I think honestly it makes him a big brother. It makes him a protective older brother. And honestly, in a lot of ways, I think Elijah is like a father more than he is a brother to Klaus. Elijah's core belief is that family is power. Family is first, always, and forever. Like, that's who he is, with and without memories of this family. This is just who he is, you know? Also, another part of me wonders, like, if Michael had been more of a supportive father, would they have the relationship that they have? Would they even have a strong relationship at all? Would they be vampires at all? Honestly, would Klaus feel that he needed to escape from his life to go watch the wolves be free with Henrique? If he had had a supportive and loving father, would Elijah sacrifice his happiness over and over? I mean, obviously we'll never know, but I think it's possible that a lot of things could be different. Maybe they would have no brotherhood at all. Maybe they would have grown up to hate each other. Maybe Elijah would have been the one who was beaten. I don't know. Would Klaus have been so insecure that he needed his brother's approval over and over? Because that's what it is. It is also a little bit about control, but control is all these things tie into each other, like insecurities, control, and jealousies, whatever else. And I think that if he had more supportive parents, I think that things would be very different. They may not be as strongly bonded, but maybe they would be in a healthy way. Who knows? Again, I just feel bad for Elijah. Like, he becomes Klaus's father in a lot of ways because Michael sucked. But Michael actually wasn't Klaus's father. And so that's on Esther too, like I said. And Esther really should have been honest, or at least, like, let him be strong. She was worried about getting caught. It's crazy. However, Michael was not supportive. Esther was a manipulative lying bitch. So they did become bonded. And Elijah did feel responsible for Klaus's redemption. And their relationship was extremely codependent. It was on both ends. Elijah has like a need to be needed, and Klaus has this need to be supported and validated. I have a lot of sympathy for Elijah, but I also have a lot of sympathy for Klaus. And I know that's like hard to show sympathy for Klaus because he does like horrible things. I mean, they all do though. And yes, they both choose like these choices. Like Elijah chooses to stand by Klaus time and time and time again. And it's his own fault, but I still have sympathy. Elijah knew Klaus from the moment he was born. He saw moments of good in Klaus. Like, Klaus was good before they were turned into monsters. And he knows this. That's his baby brother. Klaus was good before he was beaten. It was beaten out of him. Before everything that they had gone through in their childhood alone. Never mind what had happened when they became vampires. And Klaus is really codependent on him and needs his approval and validation, and he really just wants to feel loved by somebody, and nobody really makes him feel that way. He's afraid that if he doesn't have his family and he can't keep them around, that he is going to be alone forever and that nobody will ever love him or see the good in him because they're the only people that knew him when he had good in him. I also think he has control issues. He kills like every single one of his siblings' romantic relationships because, or at least attempts to, almost, because he doesn't want to lose his family to somebody else. He doesn't want them to leave him. So he daggers them and leaves them in boxes so they can't get away from him. That's kind of why he's obsessed with making hybrids for a little bit. And then we see when Cole dies that Klaus actually cares. He's like, do you think I give a bloody second about the care? Like, about for my hybrids? Like, and he says he was going to destroy it, but we all know he wouldn't have kept Elena alive or helped cure her if that was the case. So he basically is like, doesn't care about anything else at that point because he sees that his brother is dead on the floor and he loses it. So as a child, really, he never felt love from either his parents and he was abandoned by his other parent. And the man who raised him as his own killed his father when he found out about it. But I think that he has a lot of aggression and a lot of abandonment issues, and he's paranoid. And I think his aggressive werewolf nature plays a role here, especially when it's mixed with his childhood trauma and his vampirism altogether. That's just a recipe for disaster. And like I said, Klaus loves his family, but Elijah supported him the most and believes in him the most. And at times probably kept him from killing himself or ending his own life. Because he tells Caroline at one point there was a time that the weight of immortality was a lot more deep. So he kept the white oak stake. But we do see that they all care about their family and are very codependent on each other. We see that Cole, throughout the entire both shows, even when he's reckless, he wants to get away from his family. Whether it be for Davina or just for pure freedom and ruling a town. He just wants to be on his own. He thinks that they are codependent and toxic, and he's right. And Klaus, Rebecca, and Elijah kind of buy into this whole always and forever thing more than the rest of them, even though they all like it. It all gives them a sense of security. I don't think that if Klaus didn't have Elijah's love, I don't think Klaus would have been even capable of loving Marcel at that point that he met Marcel, never mind loving Hope in the way that he loved Hope. I think that Elijah has a lot to do with who Klaus is, and I think that he has succeeded in his mission to make him a better person, even if it took 900 and something years. But I think that that doesn't redeem him. I don't think that redeems him from all the bad that he's done just because he's changed, you know? But I guess that it's hard to want to show redeeming qualities when anytime you have, you've been burdens for them, or they've been beaten out of you, or they've been, you know, you've been abandoned. It's hard to show vulnerability when you didn't experience it as a child. And I'm speaking from a personal place as well, but Elijah loves him no matter what he does, no matter how upset he is. Elijah always cares about Klaus and what he needs. And Klaus never felt that from anybody else. So I think, like I said, I think Klaus kind of takes advantage of that a bit, more than a bit, honestly. But sometimes it's easy to do that, and I think they both need each other, and they have for 1,000 years. They were kings. They stood shoulder to shoulder, you know? But when we see Elijah lose his memories, we see that Klaus really is lost without his big brother, and that, you don't think that, because when you first meet Klaus, like, you think, like, he's using him and that he doesn't need his brother and that he's just daggering him, throwing him in a box, but, and that he's been out without him all this time and that he's fine. But that's not the case. He relies on his brother more than he relies on anybody else. And while he's always had Rebecca around, whether she be daggered or not, Elijah is the one he lets go the most, but also is probably the one that's most willingly going to come back on his own. And I think that's why. And I think that Elijah is the only person, or the, I don't think he trusts anybody fully, not even himself, but for the most part, I think Elijah is the one he trusts the most, followed by Rebecca. And I also think there is a part of Elijah that needs to be codependent for Klaus. I think that Elijah needs this just as much as Klaus does. I think that for 1,000 years, he's tried to make him a better man. And this is how he is measuring it. Like, he says something about his family is power. And it's an immeasurable blessing. And I think that if he feels his family and they are estranged, that he feels like a failure. And I think that he knows that starts with Klaus, because Klaus is the one that is going to estrange them. If anybody's going to do it, it's Klaus. Klaus kills everybody that Elijah has ever loved. However, he does not kill Haley. And this is because Haley is the mother of his child. And in order to keep hope around, Haley will need to want to stay close. And for Elijah to want to stay close, if they were dating, that would help both of his issues. And Rebecca points that out at one point. And it's true. He's like, you let them date so he would never leave you. And then Klaus is just like, he did leave. And this is when they're in the Chambre de Chat that Hope has them in season 5. And Elijah is there as well. And maybe he was like a little jealous of Haley at first, Haley and Elijah's relationship, but he quickly realizes like he can keep them both around by letting them date each other. But as they are in the Chambre de Chat, Klaus starts yelling at Elijah after he tells Rebecca, like, he did leave. He's always been there for me, swooping in when my rage got the better of me, setting a path of redemption for 1,000 years. He made me need him. My brother was my greatest ally. He's the only one who gave me a chance at being worthy of hope. And that right there kind of breaks me a little bit, because he is. He's the only person who ever makes Klaus feel worthy. And as somebody who never felt worthy, when you have somebody that finally does make you feel worthy, it means more than you could possibly know. And sometimes I think it's easier to take advantage of that because you think it's going to be there forever. Especially when they have shown you that it could be there forever, but there's only so much somebody can take. However, that's not the case for Elijah. And other than him erasing his memories, he was always there for 1,000 years. And Klaus keeps saying, my brother was my greatest ally, the one that could make me feel worthy. And he was my best friend, and you killed him, and I hate you for that. And that scene broke me, along with the scene where he's begging for him to help him with Haley. Elijah's like, how do I even know that I loved her? Like, it was probably just some way of me trying to redeem you as part of this, like, pathetic entanglement of always and forever. And Rebecca, he's like, the real woman I love is out there, and she's dying, and I gave my word to her. And Rebecca's just like, how could Antoinette possibly hold a candle to Haley? And I'm just like, yeah, tell him. But it just like shows that no matter what, Elijah's family is just somehow part of who he is, no matter who he is or what has shaped him. And that Klaus manipulated it and allowed him to love this one time just for his own benefit. So he can feel loved, because that's what's gotten him through the past 1,000 years of his life, that somebody does love him unconditionally. And I think that the word unconditional is definitely the way that Elijah loves him. If I've ever seen unconditional love in my life, that is it. And he was so hurt and distraught when both Elijah and Rebecca didn't believe his intentions were good for his own child. But like, honestly, I don't blame them. First of all, he did say every king needs an heir. Like, and even Elijah quotes that back to him that day in at the bayou or in the bayou, whatever. He tells them to both live alone without him and that they're not welcome back in his family home. And as much as they already both were like going to give up on him, they both really wanted to be there with him. So I think this whole family is codependent, but I definitely think that Elijah and Klaus have the most codependency on each other. But again, like, Klaus was really hurt that they didn't believe he had good intentions for his child. And I don't think he would have had good intentions for his child if it wasn't for Elijah. And I'm not just talking about Elijah convincing him to be a father to Hope. I'm talking about all the love that Elijah has given him. And even Klaus acknowledges that when, in the end, he's like, I don't deserve all the love you've given me, brother, but I am grateful. And that scene makes me cry too. And Klaus protects his brother too. As much as Elijah protects Klaus, Klaus protects Elijah. There's like when he doesn't have his memories and he wants them back in exchange for a cure to cure Antoinette. Klaus says no because he's trying to protect Elijah from remembering how he felt about Haley and that he could have prevented her death and how that will destroy him. He didn't want to hurt him in that way. We also see that Klaus is the one to rescue Elijah from Esther when he's chained up and put under with that sleeping spell. Not only does he rescue him from the chains, but he also goes with his father to find the Murloc, I forget what kind of root it was, but some plant that put him into the spell so he can wake him up. And he has some moments with his real father that he never got to meet before, and he knows that he's part of her, like, Esther's plan to manipulate them. But Klaus is so insecure and paranoid that he does kill his father to protect Hope, and he really only shows vulnerability and admits that it was the wrong thing to do and that he couldn't be sure either way and he feels guilty about it. He does say it to Haley, but it's like different when he says it to Elijah. I feel like Elijah is one of the very few people that he can be vulnerable with, because no matter what, he knows Elijah's never going to hate him. Elijah's always going to be there for him and loves him no matter what. And even after he kills Gia and makes Haley a werewolf for months and only a human every full moon, he still believes in Klaus's redemption and he still is there for his brother and loves his brother. They both will always love each other no matter what they do to each other. And Haley says to Stefan when they're breaking the Sireline curse in the back of the trunk, I never understood the brotherly bond until I met Klaus and Elijah. They do some of the most horrible things to each other, but they protect each other no matter what, and they're in the end, like, they're always there for each other, ruthlessly always there for each other. Klaus is gonna get shot by Aurora, but she shoots Elijah instead, and then we see him. Elijah's like, no, you have to leave, like, I'm gonna protect you at all costs. And Klaus is giving him the same energy back, like, no, I'm not gonna leave you here to die, like, you're not gonna die, and snaps his neck and gets it out of his heart. Like, they both would sacrifice themselves for each other, and they quite literally do, which is probably the most codependent, loving, cute thing I've ever seen in my life, but also super unhealthy at the same time. I'm not going to get as in-depth to that yet. I want to wait for that because it is the ending, obviously. In season 5, when Caroline shows up because Klaus is not answering his phone and Rebecca asks her to, Caroline finds Klaus and she's like, this is even crazy for you. Like, why are you doing this? You have a list. Like, what's up? Be honest with me here. And he's like, it's to protect Elijah. In his current state, he wouldn't recognize an enemy at his piano. And it passes the time. He's like, I find I'm not good without Elijah. We've been parted before, but not like this. This is worse than if he were dead, and I feel so bad for him. And the whole reason that Elijah even erases his memories is because Klaus asks him not to fail them, not when Klaus is in trouble, he doesn't want Elijah to come and save his back. And he knows he can't do that. He knows who he is. And I don't think he asked his family, but Marcel and Vincent agree to help him, and they are able to erase his memories and to compel him to forget about this life with an upgraded original and a witch. And even Elijah, without his memories, knows that when he tells Klaus that he has known them and he's dead and he doesn't care about the family, he knows that they exist and he doesn't want anything to do with them, Elijah's like, I broke him. Like, he ain't coming back. He's like, please, Elijah. We were kings for 1,000 years. And then Elijah's just like, Elijah Michelson spent every day of his wretched life trying to save you from yourself. I can't even imagine a more miserable existence. And he's just like, that's not who I am. He's dead. And Elijah snaps his neck and bounces. And then Marcel is trying to get Haley back. I mean, with like Klaus. And Klaus tells Marcel, like, I'm going out of my mind here. Look at what they've done to Haley. I don't do well without Elijah. So he says that over and over. He needs his big brother. And Elijah had to erase his memories and put them in this position because Elijah doesn't do well without Klaus. And Elijah needs to be there for Klaus. And they needed to both save Hope. So their codependency led them to all of this. And he's like, he knew who he was and he didn't want to come back. And he's just very hurt about this. He's like, he's gone. He's not going to help us. He tries to lie and say that he never found him, but he definitely did. And Marcel knows something's up. Like, he's not acting like himself. He's not okay. He's like, even at our most estranged, there was always a trace of the brother that I knew and loved, but he's gone. There was not one single part of him that was familiar. And he just needs people to fear him because that's how he feels respect. If people are afraid of him, they will respect him and they will give him what he wants. And that comes from being insecure. And Elijah has never been afraid of him. And he respects Elijah. Elijah is afraid of what he'll do to their family at times, but he's never afraid to step in the middle of that unless he feels that he would be better for everybody to just not do that. Like, especially if they're really going to die, he will stand up to Klaus. If they're daggered, yeah, he'll be like, okay, buddy, let's dagger them. Better them than me. Must have learned that one from Catherine. And a lot of times, Elijah is more of a father figure than a brother to Klaus because he feels like he owes him something for not stopping his father when they were younger. They both say that they are not good without each other and they both need each other to survive. And although I think that's like partly the reason why Klaus couldn't like just let him die for him, because he also didn't know how to live without Elijah as much as Elijah didn't know how to live without him. And I think Klaus letting him die, at least I hope Klaus letting him die, was that he knew that his brother filled his purpose and that he wanted peace and to be with Haley. And I hope it wasn't like, I need you to die with me, big brother, type of stuff. And it was more of like, I hope he allowed that to happen because he wasn't going to allow it to happen earlier. So I hope he changed his mind more in the sense that he needed to do this for him. But I doubt that's the case because of their codependency relationship with each other. And a lot of times Elijah is more like a father than he ever is a brother. He takes in the Hollow's pain when Klaus is going to make the sacrifice to relieve him from the pain. And there's this scene where Elijah is like telling him he needs to do something else that she needs. And Klaus just says, you have no idea the agony of being a father. And Klaus, as he's saying it, his face is like, actually, I'm a fucking idiot. You raised me and all of our siblings for the past millennia and you're still taking on my pain for me right now. Okay, I appreciate you, brother, but like, I need to do this my way. I also always wonder if Elijah wanted to be free of his brother like his siblings did. I'm sure he has over the centuries, but what keeps him from staying gone? Is it that he misses his brother during his time away and forgets all the bad he's done? Is it that he's going to get daggered and it wasn't really his choice for the timeout? I just wonder if he was actually to set boundaries with Klaus, would it make Klaus change for the better? Would Klaus have turned into a better sibling or person or whatever, father, whatever, if Elijah had left him for good, like he does when he has no memories of him? Or would we have seen Klaus be an altogether different monster, like the worst of the worst? Like, I just wonder how that would have went. I'm curious to how many times he's actually walked away from him and how many times he's, like, cut him off and then gone back to him at his request, or, like, how long it's taken. But, yeah, these are all just, like, speculations. I'm sure it's had to have happened over and over, but... And I'm sure it's probably most of the time Klaus that runs after Elijah begging for him back. And again, when Elijah doesn't remember his family, all the sense of guilt, responsibility, and that he had for his brother are gone. And I think that eventually that would have happened if he did leave and started to work on him, you know? But even when we see him without the pain and the memories, we see him not wearing suits because he is free. The suits are definitely a symbolism of the pain that he has experienced, as well as just trying to put on a perfect persona or a perfect image. He genuinely just seems happier without Klaus. And I think that hurt Klaus a little bit too, because you can see that he truly is happy. And Klaus sees that too when he's trying to beg him to come back to help Haley. And we see that Haley writes him a letter as Andrea because she visited him. And she says he met her as Andrea, knowing that Haley would be obvious. She writes, "I've been holding on to things that I shouldn't. If I had met my ex, like, under different circumstances without the legacy of the pain that haunted him, things would have been different for us. My time with you has helped me to forgive him from the pain that he caused me and remember the best parts of our lives together. And I don't think I will ever fully get over him. I can finally look forward because of you." And gives him, like, really cute advice. And says, "I'll be holding out for that dance." And so she's happy that he's happy. But yeah, he never would have been able to actually walk away from him. So we'll never know if he would be a better man with or without Klaus. But it does seem he would be happier if he didn't live the life that he lived, with a strong family bond still part of his core personality. I feel like the majority of the time that we really see them fight is over a woman, or over Klaus being a dumbass by not accepting his daughter, which is still kind of over a woman, because Elijah, when he sees Haley, is immediately, like, love-struck and, like, "You need to care for this woman." And even when he, like, does things like poisons Davina's boyfriend or does horrible things other than, like, a woman or his family, Elijah doesn't really seem as angry or hold a grudge about those things as much as he does family or girlfriends. I love when they actually fight. Like that time over Aurora, where Klaus, like, just found out that he was lying to him all this time about compelling her, and he kind of, like, Elijah tosses Klaus into a table. Freya walks in and she's just like, "What happened here?" And they're like, "I was just explaining to him." I don't know. But it's just, I like those scenes. I like that scene. I like when Elijah convinces him to take hope, or to take responsibility for hope, and starts beating him with one of the bars on the fence. "I have to remind you, I will never let go." He's like, "I don't care if I have to beat you as father did to remind you of your humanity, to care." We see Elijah helping Klaus with the Sun and the Moon curse so he can be who he truly is. I love when Elijah is mad at Klaus and he's, like, begging for his forgiveness and he has to be on his best behavior. It's kind of funny. I think no matter what good or bad times they go through, no matter what they use each other for or what they take from each other or whatever happens, I think they're always going to be brothers. And I think that in the end, they're so codependent on each other that they literally had to die with each other. I love how, like, Elijah makes a deal and Klaus finishes deals. Good brother, bad brother. Good cop, bad cop type of stuff. So Klaus actually gives the cure after they get out of the Chambre de Chat in season 5. Klaus gives Elijah the cure for Antoinette. And he helps him run through the door because he can't get through it alone. So they kind of run through it together, and it's really cute. Rebecca kind of influences this and talks sense into Klaus, and all of his memories flood in. And then Klaus gives Elijah the cure and says, if Antoinette's the family you want, then go be with her. Like, he gives him his freedom, so to speak. And I know he loves his brother from a deep place, but he is such a controlling bastard. But in that moment, he was just like, if you want to be free, be free. And then I think it's like Freya and Keelan's wedding, and Klaus sees Elijah leaving, and he's like, where are you going? I need you today. And then he's like, I knew who she was, Niklaus. And he's just like, who? And he's like, Haley, I knew who she was. She came to visit me 5 years ago in Manosk. And obviously, I didn't know who she was at the time. But in the short time we spent together, we had like a profound connection. And that when he saw her in the farmhouse, he thought she was sent to him as a move of deception or some type of, you know, like some type of move from the family he was at war with. And he starts crying. Like, it wasn't until all his memories returned that he realized that he could have saved her and that he could never forgive himself for that. And neither should any of you. And he walks out, and Klaus just drops a bomb on him. Hope is dying. I can't tell anyone else, not today. So let me tell, you know, the guy who's going through the emotional roller coaster, but he is the only one that he can trust in this situation. And the only one, and they're having a wedding for Freya and Keelan, so he really can't tell Freya. I think Rebecca knows, honestly, but I think Elijah needs to know. I think Elijah is probably the first person in this family that cared about Hope, and I hate what they did to his character with her. I hate it. But it is what it is at this point. But Klaus is like, I need your help, brother. And he's just like, I expect she's the last. I'm the last person she needs right now. And Klaus says, I need you to watch her in Mystic Falls and stay with Hope. And he's like, isn't there anybody else? Like, anybody else that you can ask? He's like, you're the only one I trust. And Elijah probably feeling mostly the same way about Klaus. Or being flattered that he's the only one he trusts. Goes with them. While Klaus begs Caroline for her help with her daughters. In Mystic Falls, like, Hope is, like, I know what is happening here. She knows that she's dying, even though nobody told her. She figures things out. Like, Elijah sees that she doesn't want to be there with him, and they go to the Mystic Grill, and they have, like, a bonding moment about Klaus. He recalls memories of living there as a child and how the smell haunts him to this day, and that how Klaus used to fashion paintbrushes and make all these crazy colors he swears he invented, like turquoise. However, the first time he smelt blood is when Michael found Klaus making a paintbrush and beat him. Klaus begged Elijah to run away with him, and he said he couldn't leave Rebecca and Cole at the mercy of Michael. And I don't know if Henrique was born or if they just forgot about him or if he was already dead, but if he was already dead, they'd probably be vampires and older. But they didn't mention Henrique. So he didn't run, but he promised him on that day that he would always protect him. And I think that's when this all starts. And we see Hope and Elijah kind of spending time throughout the day. And they talk about Haley. They talk about Klaus. And Elijah apologizes to Hope. He said, when you were first born, I swore that you were going to be the one to save this family. And I'm sorry, I never should have put that on you. And I think Elijah finally understands the responsibility that he bears and that he projected onto her and that it's a lot. I think before he lost his memories, he didn't realize how much of a burden it actually was until he felt freedom. And honestly, she's a lot like him. She took on the responsibility of putting the magic back in her to save her family, to save, risking herself, knowing that she could die if she did this, and she was fine with it. And she's only like 16. And she says, how old were you when you promised my dad that you would protect him? Not older than me, were you? Elijah, I think we were both born into this world with responsibilities we didn't deserve. And he smiles at her because I think he's proud of what she said, and also because that is something that her mother would say to him. And he tells her, "You remind me of your mother." That's why he enjoys Haley so much, though, because she is always like, she quickly fits into Always and Forever and quickly buys into that and is always there for him. I think she is his Elijah to Klaus. No matter what Elijah does, like even when he killed Marcel. But sorry, this is about Klaus and Elijah. I really only brought hope into it because it shows like how much of the family, how much of a part of this family that she is, and how much of an impact she has on both brothers, because they both do value family, whether they say they do or not, whether their choices reflect that or not, they actually do. And while I think that Klaus and Elijah are extremely codependent on each other, I think that they are still one of the best brother duos in the show, well, in the entire universe. Definitely number one in the show. But in the series finale, Elijah tells Klaus that he intends to die by his side, and Klaus is pissed because he's like, "You coward, you made me do all these goodbyes to everybody and you didn't say anything." He's like, "How well do you know me, brother?" And he says goodbyes, and I'm actually really upset about this because I really wanted to see Elijah's goodbyes, first of all, with all of them. But I also was really disappointed that Marcel and Klaus didn't get a goodbye, and that Klaus and Freya didn't get a goodbye. Even like Cole had like a little scene, like not really, but like he was like, "And I secretly adore my youngest brother," or something. I don't know. But I wanted one for Freya and definitely Marcel. Like, don't get me wrong, my favorite ship in this entire show, this entire series, is Caroline and Klaus. But we got a goodbye for them and not for Marcel and Freya. Like, she's not even a main character in the show. Come on, guys. What are you doing here? And we get one for Klaus and Rebecca, but she was like a guest star for 4 out of the 5 seasons, where Freya and Marcel were here for at least 1 of them 5 seasons. It just upsets me, but okay. And then we see none of Elijah's goodbyes. And I get like it was last minute, but we at least should have gotten a Haley and Elijah dance. But I'm not going to talk about this. I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to Klaus and Elijah. So in their final moments, I always think of when Rebecca said to Klaus, "The Salvators may fight like dogs, but in the end, they would die for each other." And, well, as we know, they do. One of them does. But I think that Klaus and Elijah misunderstood the assignment. For each other, not with. But that just shows how codependent they truly are. Or that they just both wanted peace for each other in the end. I don't know that either one of them could survive without each other, as they have proven many times they cannot. So in their final scenes, we first see Klaus, Elijah, and Rebecca go up to the bench. And is like, "Many years ago, we sat here as a family and discussed the future of this family." And then he tells Rebecca he's sorry for everything. And tells her that he's asked Caroline to get her the cure. In a handful of years, he's let go of control of her. He's let her have her freedom. And this happens slowly over the series, where he gives her more and more freedom. But I think that has more to do with the actress not being willing to be there because she wanted to take time for herself. But I still think it plays into Klaus's character growth a bit. Rebecca leaves the two of them, and Elijah tells him that he intends to die by his side. And Klaus is like, "I'm dying. You're not. Once I'm out, you're free." Elijah's like, "Free of what?" He's like, "Free of the Mad King brother. You can do whatever your heart desires." He's like, "This is my heart's desire." And honestly, in this moment, this is like when I feel probably the saddest for Elijah that I've ever felt. And I know he makes these choices, but I think maybe it was a good decision for him. But I don't necessarily think that Klaus needed to join him. I think he should have taken the magic, or they should have put it in a rando. But okay, so he says, we didn't choose to be vampires, you know, like, this isn't the life that I would have asked for. They took everything from us when we became vampires, and tonight I'm stealing it back. Tonight I saw a path for everyone but me. He goes, my one goal in the past millennia as my relentless dream was for you to be redeemed. And Klaus is just like, you truly believe that I'm redeemed? Yes, I do. Klaus starts calling him a hypocrite and shit. But I don't necessarily agree that he's fully redeemed. But I think that, again, I think he leaves his daughter behind because he knows that he's actually more damaged to her than he would be by abandoning her, because there are so many other solutions. And I think that they both maybe just want peace and want peace for Hope. And truly, I feel like they did Elijah dirty here. I feel like they could have given him some other purpose, but I guess like they did kill the love of his life as well. Like the number one love of his life. He tells Klaus that he's going to redefine always and forever and join him on this adventure. Klaus asks, what about Hope? Elijah says she'll have Rebecca, Freya, and Marcel. And I even looked Cole in the eye and said, if he doesn't look after her, that I'll come back and haunt him. Klaus says, she is the very best of me. Elijah says, yes, she is. But I definitely think that her values of always and forever and family first are deeply instilled in her as deeply as they are in the rest of the family, even though Rebecca, nobody's really there for her in their family until they need to be, and they all apologize for that. But I mean, it's not healthy the way that they stick around for each other. But anyways, Klaus is just like, what's going to be out there? He's like, I don't know, brother, but we face it together. So poetic. And they're looking at each other in the eyes, and Klaus is just like, I don't deserve the love you've given me, brother, but I am grateful for it. And I think they're going to make out in this scene. No, I'm just kidding. But very cute. I cry every time during this scene. Every time. I've watched it a gazillion times, and I cry. Every single time. And then Elijah's just like, it's been a glorious ride, Niklaus, and my greatest honor. And then they both, you know, hit each other with the white egg steak in the heart at the same time. And then their ashes kind of blow away, which is really weird to me because, like, this doesn't happen any other time. When an original dies, usually the steak burns. And even when Michael stabs Klaus, he's like, why isn't it burning? Why isn't it burning? And I don't know what happened there. I don't know if it's because they're outside, but it didn't seem right to me. You don't see the steak on fire at all, even with the ashes floating off into the abyss. But whatever. But in the end, at least they know what family meant. And as codependent and toxic as their relationship actually is, there is a reason that they are a fan favorite. I would say a lot of people are drawn to this type of relationship because there are a lot of good things, like the loyalty and family commitment. Despite all of their flaws, there is unconditional love, and I don't think many people feel that truly. And I think that people yearn for that. People want commitment and love and forgiveness despite all of their actions. They want to be valued as a person and believed in as a person. And although they don't always value each other or believe in each other, they do always love each other and show up for each other through all of it, through anything, no matter what. They protect each other. They're always there for each other. They have a shared trauma, and understanding of what each other went through growing up as a child. They were there for a lot of the same things. And that's a big thing with a lot of siblings. If you have siblings, you probably know that, especially if you were raised with them in the same home. And unlike most families who only spend a handful of years together and then go their separate ways, or even if they spend their whole lives together, it's not a millennia worth of time. So the things that they go through are at a deeper level because they've spent so much time with each other, and they literally have loved and lost everybody that they've ever loved, with the exception of their siblings. And even some of them have died, even though they come back. This whole family has a knack for coming back, but it's just, they've been through multiple lifetimes of trauma and drama, love, loyalty, family together. And I know a lot of times it doesn't seem like Klaus respects his big brother, but I think he respects him more than he respects anybody. Even though he's judgmental and does horrible things, but he knows his brother will always love him, and he will always love his brother. Always and forever. I know at times Elijah probably thinks that Klaus could be a little less ruthless or savage, but I think that no matter what, he admires him. He finds that he is ambitious and passionate about lots of things. And he enjoys the complexity of his brother's emotions and knows that he was a good person at some point. He knows that he will always have love for him in his heart. He feels so guilty, though. But I don't think the guilt really matters. I think it's more than that. I think that they just are brothers, you know? If you have a sibling, I'm sure you know. Since I started doing this podcast, I have pretty much been in a fight with my brother, and I love him no matter what has happened. And I'm pretty sure he feels the same way. So I get it. Klaus appreciates Elijah's strength and wisdom and restraint, because he knows that he is just as dark as Klaus is, and a lot of times he does have restraint. I mean, obviously there are times where he doesn't and he puts it behind the red door, and that's why we even have a red door, but he tries harder than Klaus does. Klaus is open about it, where Elijah is not, and he tries to have restraint in a lot of matters. But with a lot of Klaus's relationships, they're really about how they view him. Like, he doesn't kill Caroline because Caroline sees the good in him and says, like, you're only human, I know you're hurt, and he can't go through with it. So Elijah, he could never kill Elijah because he does, but you know what I mean. Because that is the only person that's ever believed in him, ever, like wholeheartedly. And the only time he doesn't is when Klaus lies about his actions, which weren't true, so it makes the accusation and anything after it not true. But other than that, he gets angry with him, but he always believes that he can do better. He has never given up on his crusade for Klaus's redemption, and to have somebody believe in you after you've done so many horrible things is such a blessing, because at some point you stop believing in yourself, and it's people that care about you that can help you move forward. And I think that they just show each other that they love each other unconditionally over and over. Regardless, I know he just accepts Klaus for who he is. I know he sucks at times and he goes too far, but that's who his little brother is. It just is what it is. And I think that the audience really relates to all of these things: protectiveness, redemption, belief, respect, loyalty, family, commitment. I think that a lot of people don't get that growing up, and that's why there's such a deep enjoyment in watching this relationship. And any family relationships, I think that I like this show, both shows, so much because there is such an emphasis on family and togetherness. And maybe there could be less toxicity, but I think that people just want to be loved at the end of the day. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm going to wrap it up, but I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. Bye.